Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, actress and author Alicia Silverstone. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Very nice to talk to you. First of all, how was your Mother's Day? Did you get to have a day off for yourself?
You know, it was really lovely. My son and I woke up together and he went downstairs and got a little card that he had written for me and a little present that he got the day before at the Waldorf Market, a little, because I was volunteering at the school and they had these little pots. Anyway, and then we read together in bed for an hour, which felt like I went to Hawaii. I mean, to read next to my baby and have him read for an hour and me read, it was just, you know, I don't get to do that often. That felt amazing.
Those are priceless moments right there. How old is your son?
Yeah, a lot of cooking and cleaning.
Right. How old do you just have one, Alicia?
He's 11.
Okay. I have an 11-year-old. That's fun. Fun age right there. Has he discovered any of your work yet? Has he watched any of your stuff?
Yeah, he watched me make Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I had him on set with me the whole time while I was making that. And he was an extra in that for a second. And I didn't mean for that to happen, but I left him with the producers for a second and they had kids. And the next thing I know, they were like, he's doing this thing, but it was fine. He didn't even notice what was happening. And then Babysitter's Club, he was there with me the entire time that I was doing Babysitter's Club. And then he was in Babysitter's Club too, because with COVID we just needed to be together for that time. And, so anyway, yeah, he's very aware and he saw Clueless and he saw Scooby-Doo 2. I think that's what we've got so far. I think I'm just about ready for him to see Blast from the Past, but it might be a little too lovey and dovey for, you know, maybe you can wait on that one.
Batman and Robin, perhaps?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Maybe now. I don't know. I don't let him watch any of those big movies, you know, the Marvel stuff. It's too advanced. I'm a Waldorf mom, so we try really hard to have very little media at all.
Got it.
So when I do choose media, I'm very careful about what I choose. Dad's a little different, so it's tricky, do the best we can.
Yeah, no, that's what, all you can do. Congratulations on the new podcast, The Real Heel. Tell me about it.
Oh, thanks for asking. So I have been living this healthy lifestyle for a long time, and I wanted to find a way to communicate to people, well, really to ask the question, what is it going to take for us to heal ourselves, our planet, and our communities? And so I really address healing on every level. We start with ourselves. The first episode really goes into loving yourself and how do we do that? And what does that mean? And And what is the root of all healing that needs to happen? And I talked to Mary Walden, who's one of my dearest friends. I'm so lucky. Oh my God. And she's a clinical therapist in Chicago. And we really get into that. And she's wonderful. Oh my God. And then the next episode is with this doctor talking about, also a therapist, sorry, talking about childcare and how we can make little, our children can be our, if you really, really are mindful in how you parent, you not only can heal yourself, but you can heal the world through your child and how you can make these little love warriors. And anyway, then there's Kevin Smith, who's like super funny and telling us the story about how he almost died and how he healed himself. That's a really good story. And Sierra, why can't I say her name right now? Venus Williams, mm-hmm. and her sister,
Serena.
I couldn't find her name. Serena Williams. They have a health coach, you know, trainer guy, Mackie, and Mackie talks all about their journey and why they eat plant-based and all that stuff. So there's really interesting conversations with many different people, and it's all centered around how to heal yourself. We talk about body image in one of them and how to, you know, be able to love ourselves deeply. And then we start to expand to bigger things like the ocean and
that's big.
And all those kinds of things. So,
well, it's empowering. It sounds empowering. You mentioned something about being vegan. I know you've already published a couple of cookbooks. How has vegan and organic eating evolved since those books came out? Because I eat a lot of meat, to be quite honest with you, but I have been to some vegan restaurants. Pretty tasty. They got some tasty options.
They do. That's the thing. Have you been to? Do you live in LA?
Yes.
You've been to Crossroads?
Yes, that's funny that you, because that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, a few times. It's really good.
If you order right, and I do feel like I need to tell you what to order, man, it's just the best.
Please
food.
Do. It does.
And
Gracias Madre, is it? Or what is it? The other?
That one, Gracias Madre.
Yeah, that one's good
another
too.
Another one, Sugar Taco. If you've been to Sugar Taco?
Sugar Taco. No, where's that at?
It's the best tacos in Los Angeles for sure. It's there's one on Melrose and there's one in Sherman Oaks and they are divine.
Okay.
The carne asada tacos, the loaded fries,
ooh.
The nachos, plus they have great margaritas.
Nice.
But it's just, their food is really incredible. No meat eater that I've brought there has ever been disappointed in any way, shape or form.
I'm gonna have to check it out. For some reason, my wife decided to turn into somewhat of a vegetarian. It came out of nowhere.
That's wonderful, so. Because she's smart.
Because she's smart. Wait a minute. What are you saying?
For some reason.
Your latest film is Senior Year on Netflix. What's it about?
Oh, Senior Year just is coming out on Friday. And it's Rebel Wilson is so funny.
Oh, I love her.
She is so funny. I saw it last night for the first time at the premiere. I laughed so hard through the whole movie. I mean, honestly, I forgot I was in it completely. she killed me. Her, and you know who else is so funny in it? I mean, everyone's great in it. But this guy, do you know Justin from This Is Us?
Yeah. I do.
So I know him personally, but I don't know him as an actor very well.
Uh-huh.
He's so good in this. He's just awful and fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
And
so I'm assuming comedy?
Yes, total comedy. The whole, I was snorting with laughter. It was ridiculous.
That's great. All right, I'll have to check that out. And you also starred in The Requin. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes,
where you fight off a shark attack?
I'm really, really, really proud of that movie. And I hope that people will see it. It was a labor of love. I got so hurt making it. Like my body was so torn up and exhausted. And it was just, we were in freezing water. And sometimes it was borderline hypothermia.
Yeah.
But it was so exciting to make.
Where'd you shoot that at?
In Florida.
Oh, okay. At least the water was warm.
It wasn't warm.
It wasn't really.
It was a stupid pool. In
oh,
the middle.
Got it.
It was just freezing.
Well, that good for more believability. I'm assuming with the film. So,
well, it was supposed to be hot water because you're supposed to be in the ocean of Thailand. But
oh, right.
No, Vietnam.
Wow.
Vietnam. Where were we supposed to be? I can't remember now. Either Vietnam or Vietnam.
Got it. Fair enough. That's fun. And you've really embraced TikTok. A lot of followers there. What is it about that particular platform that you like so much?
I resisted it for a very long time.
Are you on the other ones?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
I've resisted too, because I just feel like, oh my God, like yet another one. I feel, you know what I mean? Do you do the same thing for all the platforms and just kind of link up? Oh, you're different in all of them.
Different.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Oh, wow.
I offer variety.
You offer a variety pack. All right.
But sometimes what I post on TikTok, I'll put on Instagram, and sometimes, you know, so I do sometimes cross.
Got it.
It happens a lot, but the TikTok stuff is more specific. And I did it finally. It was really just a choice of, I have like the Real Heal and My Kind Organics, the vitamin company that I started, I co-founded, you know, these things that are my passion projects, my books, The Kind Diet and The Kind Mama, these things that I care so much about. I just kind of realized that if I stepped into that world, I would be able to reach an audience that I hadn't tapped into.
Yeah.
And even if it's just a few people, like, I just want to be able to bring them on board to this idea. So most of the time I do really fun things, and then every once in a while I throw in something really serious and important, you know? And that's sort of always been my strategy with my social media is, yeah, like,
smart.
Come play with me, come see all this fun stuff. But let's also learn some good stuff too.
Smart approach. I like it. All right. We'll have to check it out. Congratulations on everything. And listen to The Real Heal on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast. Alicia, thanks so much for hanging out today.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to see you.
You too. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.